Well, it's been a short week for the Philadelphia Eagles, but there's a lot of excitement for tomorrow night's game in Carolina against the Panthers. Welcome in, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider with Malcolm Jenkins. A conversation brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Malcolm, what has the week been like for you?
It's been very hectic. It's been very short. But, you know, at the end of the day, we get to play in a primetime game against a really good team, looking to get 5 wins.
In your career, was primetime ever like a huge deal? Or is maybe it still is a huge deal?
It still is a huge deal. It's one of those things, you know, you're the only game on, so not only do all of your fans who normally watch get to see it, but your peers around the league and fan bases from around the league get to tune in as well. So it's one of those things you definitely want to be on your A game. If you have a bad game, you know, on a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday,
It
chances are,
crossed.
yeah, a lot of people didn't see it. But these primetime games, whether you play really, really good or you have a bad game, it's remembered. So I always want to make a good impression.
Do you have memorable primetime games in your career that have always stayed with you?
Thanksgiving, we played the Cowboys when I
Yes.
was in New Orleans.
Oh, in New Orleans. Okay.
Yeah, and we were down late in the game, and they threw a slant to what was his name? Receiver, was it Williams? Roy? I don't know.
Roy Williams was on their team,
Yeah, the receiver. And I ran, chased him down, stripped the ball, recovered it. Drew Brees marches down the field, scores a winning touchdown.
Very
We
cool.
go home with a victory.
That's a nice
Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend. And then you get the great part is on the other side, you get the whole weekend off.
Yep, that is the one good thing. You get a mini bye week, you know, and we don't play until the following Monday, so we get a few days off here at the end of the week. So, you know, you grind through it and enjoy some rest.
I wonder what the rest of the world thinks of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, Eagles fans obviously are tuned in, but this will be a chance for the rest of the nation's NFL fans to get a look at this 2017 team. What can you tell everybody about how good the Eagles are, do you think?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is that you will see is that we're a physical team. Although, you know, we're still forming our identity as a team and who we are, I think the one thing that will show is that we play hard, that we're together, and we're a fun bunch to watch.
Absolutely, and great enthusiasm. I mean, you know what Rodney McLeod did last week at the end of that game, and chasing down J.J. Nelson and knocking the ball out of bounds. I think that just resonates with everybody, man. It means a lot to everybody on this team, no matter the score, no matter the time of game.
Yeah, for us, you know, every time we're in the field of play, we're on the grass, it means something. You know, even the regardless of the score, regardless of the situation, and we've seen that, you know, all year, even in games that, you know, were whether they're close to the end of the game or we were kind of out of it. Even when we were in Kansas City, somehow you know, we thought we were going to lose that game, and all of a sudden you look up and like we're kicking an onside kick, we recover it, and you got a chance to tie it up. So we're playing hard, and you know, we want that, especially from the leaders on our team, the playmakers like Rodney McLeod. That was a huge exclamation point on that game.
So what do you do to take the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton and those big receivers and that Christian McCaffrey who's so fast? How do you take them out of their game?
I mean, the biggest thing, you have to be disciplined. You know, they run a lot of things on their offense, whether it be jet sweeps, screens, quarterback runs, zone options, and all of these things, reads, and then what they do, they slow you down, they get you looking at the wrong thing, and then they gash you. You know, so at the end of the day, you got to be disciplined. And when you do show up to your gap, you got to show up with a physical mindset and get these ball carriers on the ground. Because they got guys that are good in space, whether it's McCaffrey, Jonathan Stewart, or it's the quarterback. Those are guys that are tough to get down in space. And so we're going to have to tackle well, we're going to have to show up in our gaps and be disciplined.
Do you know who the Eagles' defense is yet, Malcolm? Do you feel like after 5 games you know it?
I don't. You know, we've been actually, the crazy part about it, I know one thing, we fly around, we have fun, we're disruptive. But, you know, there was a game there where we didn't have Rodney McLeod, didn't have Ronald Darby, didn't have Fletcher Cox, didn't have Jordan Hicks. And we're plugging guys in, and we're kind of learning about ourselves. New playmakers are arising, guys like Patrick Robinson. I'm playing a different role. You got Corey Graham coming in. And I think as we get healthier as a defense and we get our pieces back, our identity will continue to grow. I think we'll continue to take the ball away and be disruptive.
Last one. I imagine you are really proud of Patrick Robinson. I mean, I know you knew him in New Orleans. You had a hand in him making the decision to come to Philadelphia, and he's been able to come in here and play inside, play outside, and really maybe we're seeing the best of Patrick Robinson in kind of the second coming of his career.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to get him here for a couple of years, and it just so happened, you know, the situation arise where we could get him here. And, you know, he's a guy that I know when he's healthy can really play. And when he's in a situation that he trusts his teammates and trusts his coaches, that settles his game, you know, tremendously. And I think he hadn't had that since he left New Orleans. And coming here in Philly, I think he really feels comfortable with the locker room, with the coaching staff. And it's been shown in the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing great. Everybody's playing great. Keep up the good work. We got a flight to take now to Carolina. Malcolm Jenkins, good luck on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. Malcolm Jenkins in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks for joining.